Hurricanes own zone, Henry Thrun. He'll just clear through the neutral zone all the way down. And that's going to do it. The Minnesota Wild get back in the win column. They beat the San Jose Sharks here 3-1 in St. Paul. A six-game point streak for Minnesota on home ice. And they pick up their 35th win of the season to stick around in that playoff hunt.
Yeah, they all seem like must-wins at this point of the season for the Minnesota Wild, and that's what they do tonight. They beat the San Jose Sharks 3-1 at Xcel Energy Center. I am Brandon Molesky. This is the Wild postgame show powered by Xcel Energy from the Bob Kurtz Radio Center. I'm now joined by the analyst for the Minnesota Wild Radio Network, Tom Reed. Tom, let's begin with your catalyst of the game. The catalyst of the game is presented by Catalyst Supply Company, building materials and install support for the modern professional. Who do you think was the catalyst tonight for the Minnesota Wild?
You know, Brandon, there's a few guys I thought played very well tonight. I look at the fact that Matt Boldy picked up a goal and assist. He was a +2 in this hockey game. I look at the fact that Ryan Hartman gets a big goal, empty net goal, but he was certainly a force out there physically, and also Kaprizov with two assists on the game. He was +3, but I'm going to go with the goaltender. I thought that Gus really had to play well, especially in that third period. I mean, he had 17 shots coming his way and did a terrific job of stopping, 16 of them. And so you look at a guy that comes into it, and all of a sudden Minnesota does that. Excuse me, sapped all 17, came his way, give up the goal in the second period. But he's a guy also, you have to have two goaltenders for the season. You need two goaltenders going into the playoffs if Minnesota is lucky enough to get there, and hopefully that will be the case. But I thought he had a very strong game once again, and that's a confidence not just for him but for the team. When he gets in the net, they have the confidence he can stop the puck from going in.
That top line tonight gets Joel Eriksson-Ek back on the line. It seems like anyone playing with Kirill Kaprizov these days is going to get some points, but nice to get him back in between Boldy and Kaprizov.
Yeah, and you're right. I mean, having him back in the lineup certainly adds Minnesota a lot of firepower, a lot of intensity also. He's a guy that works every step, every time he pushes those skates onto the ice, and you look at him at both ends of the ice. He never gives up that 200-foot game, and I've always said that he's one of the best defensive players in the National Hockey League and should be recognized for it.
I think one thing that kind of flies under the radar in games like this is the fact that, you know, the Wild penalty kill hasn't been great this season. They only were in the box one time. So while you might not be pleased with the full 60-minute performance, especially in the third period, they never really gave up a ton of great scoring chances, mostly because it was 5-on-5 for the majority.
Yeah, it was. And one thing, Minnesota, and we both agree that they've had so many penalties this year, and they take it at inopportune times also. There's some of the players out there, Hartman, one of the worst, well, takes those penalties when you really don't need them at the time. But that's, you know, you don't want to take the fight out of the player either. You want to make sure that he's going to play the game he wants to play. But he's got to be smart about it too. But the team has been much better at staying out of the penalty box. And with that, you have more opportunities to win games.
The top line gets all the goals tonight, even though Hartman was on with those guys on that third goal. But how does this team get some depth scoring? Because they're probably going to need that here over the last 10 games.
Well, you have to have. You can't just expect one line to get all your points. You can't expect two lines. You have to get something from those third and fourth lines when it comes to the putting points on the board. I mean, they have their job to do, and that's to be defensive and to shut down some of the top guys on the other side. At the same time, you want that third and fourth line to be able to contribute somehow, whether it be goals, assists, or whatever in the game. But right now, Minnesota, I think winning this game is a big plus for them. It wasn't a very good team they played against, but I will say that the Sharks, I thought, played very hard tonight.
The Wild get the Vegas Golden Knights on Saturday. They are 9 points behind the Golden Knights. It looks like the Golden Knights are about to close out the Winnipeg Jets in Winnipeg right now. They up 3-1 with 30 seconds to go. So not only a Saturday must-win, but it's a must-win in regulation. But what do you expect out of Vegas?
Yeah, I would expect them to still continue to compete. I mean, they want to be in that playoff picture. There's no doubt about it. And when you get to this point right now, even though Minnesota gets two, they may not make any ground up because the teams ahead of them are also winning and getting a point, and it's really difficult. You get to the final 10 games. I said before, it's hard to make up 5 points in a whole month. It really is. So we'll see what happens with the team and how they play and how we'll let the chips fall where they may.
Tom, great job as always. Appreciate it tonight.
Thanks, Brandon. Thanks for being with us.
He's Tom Reed, analyst for the Minnesota Wild Radio Network. The postgame show continues right here on the Wild Radio Network. We'll have, of course, Joe O'Donnell down in the Wild locker room. We'll hear from the head coach, John Hines. That's all coming up next. You are listening to Wild Hockey presented by Xcel Energy. This is a Wild postgame show powered by XL Energy. Brandon Molesky in for Kevin Fallness tonight from the Bob Kurtz Radio Center. The Wild beat the San Jose Sharks 3-1 tonight here in downtown St. Paul. Joel Eriksson-Ek, his first game back from injury. He gets the Wild on the board first in the first period to give him that 1-0 lead. His 30th goal of the season. Beautiful pass from Kirill Kaprizov. Finds him on the back door off of a give and go. Matt Boldy made the play in the neutral zone to spring Kirill Kaprizov on that rush. So Joel Eriksson-Ek back in the lineup and back on the scoreboard for the Wild. Unfortunately, a former Minnesota Wild player, even the score in the second period, Mikael Granlund, his 11th goal of the season. Kind of a weird play, a bad line change by the Wild. San Jose in on an on-man rush, and Granlund attempted to make a pass to a teammate in the slot. Goes off of Declan Chisholm's stick, goes back to Granlund at that point. Gus is out of luck there. He's out of position. Granlund buries it. And the Sharks hanging around. They tied the score at 1-1 as they entered the third period. But just 18 seconds into that third period, Matt Boldy had your Toyota shift of the game.
Brees off alone in front. Shot block, rebound. They score! 18 seconds in. Boldy has put the Wild in front 2-1.
That is your Toyota shift of the game presented by Toyota, the official vehicle of the Minnesota Wild. Matt Boldy really made that entire play happen. He forced the turnover at the hash mark, makes the pass out to Kaprizov in the slot. Kaprizov's covered by a Sharks defenseman, really can't get a shot off. Puck goes, squirts out loose to Boldy. He bangs it in on his backhand into the open net. His 25th goal of the season, and the Wild led 2-1. Not a great third period for the Wild, though. The Sharks outshooting them, putting on a lot of pressure in that third period. But the Wild do survive thanks to Ryan Hartman's empty netter, his 19th goal of the season. A play where he had a turnaround from the hash mark in his own zone. Throws it all the way down the ice. The Wild take that 3-1 lead, and that is the final score tonight here in St. Paul. The Wild outshot the San Jose Sharks 32-27, though they did outshoot them 16-1 after the first period. So San Jose definitely came on as the game proceeded. Sharks win the faceoff battle. They win 28 of 49. Both teams, nothing on special teams, but really not a lot of attempts either way. The Sharks only had one power play opportunity. They were scoreless. The Wild had two power play opportunities. Lots of chances, especially on that second one. Matt Boldy hit the crossbar, but no goals for the Wild on the power play. San Jose out hits the Wild 18-10 tonight. Block shots. Wild had 19. San Jose had 18. Wild win 3-1 tonight at XL Energy Center over the San Jose Sharks. We'll get down into that Wild locker room here shortly with Joe O'Donnell talking to a Minnesota Wild player from that victorious locker room. And then, of course, the head coach from the Minnesota Wild, John Hines. We'll hear from him as we move along. This is Wild Hockey, and it's presented by XL Energy. This is the Wild Postgame Show. It's powered by XL Energy. Brandon Molesky in for Kevin Fallness tonight from the Bob Kurtz Radio Center. The Wild beat the San Jose Sharks 3-1 tonight here in downtown St. Paul to keep their playoff hopes alive, and they got a big save from the Gus early in the second period.
Now for Eklund, behind the net. Center, what a stop by Gustafson with his left pad. I don't think he ever saw it, but he flexed out his left pad and made a big-time save on a great passing play.
That was the XL Energy big save of the game powered by XL Energy. Let's take a look at the scoreboard. We'll begin, though, with college hockey. The University of Minnesota, they're taking on Nebraska Omaha in Sioux Falls right now in the NCAA tournament. They trailed 1-0. They trailed 2-1 in the third period, but Jackson Nelson with a pair of goals in the third period, both assisted by Bryce Brodzinski. And right now, the Gophers ahead of Omaha 3-2, a minute 46 remaining in the third period there in Sioux Falls. If the Gophers can hang on, they'll take on Boston University on Saturday in the regional final. That'll be a 5:30 game with a Frozen Four berth on the line. The Terriers took down RIT by a score of 6-3 earlier today. So we'll let you know if the Gophers can finish the business there in Sioux Falls. Elsewhere around the National Hockey League, unfortunately for the Wild, a couple games they needed to go their way tonight did not go their way. The Vegas Golden Knights take down the Winnipeg Jets by a score of 4-1. In Winnipeg tonight, Jack Eichel, Ivan Barbashev, who scored a pair of goals, and Pavel Dorofeyev all score for the Golden Knights. That's who the Wild will take on Saturday at 2:30. St. Louis Blues 3 points ahead of the Wild in the standings. They won as well tonight in St. Louis by a score of 5-3 over the Calgary Flames. Pavel Buchnevich with a pair of goals for St. Louis. Brandon Saad also had a big goal there in the third period to go ahead for the Blues. A couple finals. The Hurricanes blanked the Red Wings tonight by a score of 4-0. Detroit trying to get into the playoffs there in the Eastern Conference. Sebastian Aho with a goal and two assists for Carolina. Tyler Bertuzzi, a pair of goals tonight for Toronto as the Maple Leafs take down the Capitals by a score of 5-1. Capitals were the team the Red Wings are chasing in the Eastern Conference. They have that final playoff spot as of right now. It's two goals off the stick of Evgeny Malkin tonight for the Penguins. Pittsburgh wins 3-2 on home ice over the Columbus Blue Jackets. The Chicago Blackhawks' bad season continues. They were shut out 2-0 by the Senators in Ottawa. Philadelphia Flyers, they're barely hanging on to the playoffs as well in the Eastern Conference. They lost tonight 4-1 in Montreal. Islanders 3-2 over the Florida Panthers on the road in South Beach. You also have a couple games going on right now. The Dallas Stars lead the Vancouver Canucks by a score of 1-0 on the road in Vancouver. They're at the first intermission there in Vancouver. Scoreless early on in Seattle between the Kraken and the Ducks. Predators and Coyotes, that's an interesting game because Jason Zucker, former Arizona Coyote, scored a pair of goals 5 minutes into the game against his former team, but the Coyotes have responded with a couple goals from some Minnesota connections. Jack McBain, once a Minnesota Wild draft pick, scored for Arizona, and then Logan Cooley from the University of Minnesota, he scored as well to tie that game. That game is tied right now in the desert, 2-2 at the first intermission. Connor McDavid, his 27th goal of the season, Adam Henrique, his 21st, and the Oilers have a 2-0 lead over the LA Kings right now in Edmonton. They're at the second intermission there. And Casey Mittelstadt from Eden Prairie, he's got the lone goal right now for the Colorado Avalanche as they lead 1-0 over the New York Rangers. Hoping to hear from Matt Boldy and Kevin Gorg next. We'll also stick around for John Hines and hear what he has to say after the Wild beat the San Jose Sharks by a score of 3-1 tonight here at XL Energy Center. You're listening to Wild Hockey, and it's brought to you by XL Energy. Wild win 3-1 over the San Jose Sharks tonight at XL Energy Center, and the Wild postgame show is powered by XL Energy. Brandon Molesky here from the Bob Kurtz Radio Center. The Wild win, as do your University of Minnesota Golden Gophers. They beat the Nebraska Omaha by a score of 3-2 tonight in the NCAA tournament. So the Gophers advance, two goals from Jackson Nelson in that third period to overcome Nebraska Omaha. And the Gophers advance to take on Boston University. That'll be Saturday at 5:30 p.m. with a Frozen Four berth on the line. But like I said, the Wild beat the Sharks by a score of 3-1. Kevin Gore from Valley Sports North, he chatted with the man who scored the game-winning goal in the third period, Matt Boldy.
Well, Matt, first off, second period ends. San Jose's got some momentum. Your line gets put on the ice, and it just looked, watching Joel Eriksson act like you guys as a group said, we're going to take this thing over right now. 18 seconds later, you score.
Yeah, obviously, we weren't too happy with the second period, so to come out and just try to play hard and win a battle and ended up working out early. So,
what does Joel Eriksson Ek bring to your line? Because when you've been paired up, you three have been a line that has really carried this team offensively.
Brings it all. I mean, he scores his 30th goal of the year today. Kind of makes that second goal happen. Forecheck, he does it all for us. He's kind of the heartbeat for sure.
What's the mentality you have to have on this homestand right now? You know the team you're chasing is coming in Saturday in Vegas. You know how important this next stretch of hockey is. What approach do you have to have?
Yeah, just kind of put it in our own hands. Go out there, just play our game, and find ways to get wins. We know we need them. So, like you said, Saturday, we're trying to catch Vegas there, so that's a big one, and just kind of take it one at a time.
Game-winning goal for you. Congrats on a great effort.
Thanks, Corgi.
Matt Boldy, guys, couple of points. 25th goal of the season, and again, another guy that had great success at the college level. His Boston College Eagles tomorrow in action against Jake Lucchini's Michigan Tech Huskies. Might be a little dinner wager lost in the shuffle there somewhere.
Yeah, that was Matt Boldy with Kevin Gorg on Bally Sports North. If we had had that interview ourselves, it would be brought to you by Tom Reed's Hockey City Pub. Open for dine-in or takeout. Tom Reed's Hockey City Pub is located at the corner of West 7th and Walnut, and enjoy twofers during all hockey games. Swing by or order online at tomreeds.com. Let's hear from the head coach.
Got a real good first period, and Gus had to be really good probably the second half of the game.
Yeah, you know, I thought we had a really good start to the game. You know, we were mentally ready, I thought, to play and played how we needed to. And then I really, was a bit disappointed in the second period, particularly just, I thought our competitive level, I thought our puck management and puck decisions, you know, we overextended shifts, that wasn't very good. And that's when you play like that and the other team continues to push, then it becomes a 50-50 game. I liked obviously the start of the third, but we certainly, there's certainly some things that we'll address, tomorrow with our guys to make sure that, we clearly understand, there's a certain way we need to play and there's a standard we need to play with. And we gotta be much better than we were tonight.
Yeah. Especially that tying goal, right? I mean, 90-second shift it turns out to be a bad change because of the turnover.
Yeah, I mean, those are the things we're talking about. Even I think Bordalo had a chance. I believe it was him. Maybe it was that. I forget for sure. But there was another one where we had an overextended shift. We couldn't back check, and Gus had to make a big save. So, those aren't the details that we want to be able to play with. And I think the commitment level that you want to play with, and that's the standard that we're talking about, is those are things that you can't just play the game that you want to play. You have to play the game that requires to win. And I think that's, a consistent challenge that we've got to get better in some areas of the game.
Things that you really want to button up, especially before Saturday, another huge game on the schedule for you guys against Vegas. What are you going into that game like?
Yeah, I think that's, credit to the guys. It's hard to win in the league, and we certainly didn't play to the standard we need to play with the final 40 minutes of the game. So I think there's some things to address on that, and then we have to move forward and make sure that they're addressed. We're in a better understand clearly what we're looking for in those certain things. And if you play that way against Vegas, it's going to be no different than tonight. We were under siege, particularly in the third period, and we'll be better from this.
No Marcus, what's the update on him, or how is he looking? It's kind of been a lingering issue with
It's lingering with him. So tonight he was held out, and then we'll see how he feels tomorrow, and it's kind of day to day with him right now.
So he's not shut down or anything like that yet?
Not right now, no.
Can I anticipate him to practice tomorrow or again to see day?
Well, he's not. Yeah, it depends. We have the 2:30 game, so normally he hasn't really practiced much. It's more been just getting ready for the game. So I think it's more of how we responded to the treatments and things today, and see how he feels tomorrow.
Is it the same injury that he was dealing with that sidelined him before?
Yeah.
John, how much more confident will you go into Saturday with your top center back, top D back, top line back? Just what type of boost can that be for the team, knowing that those players are in action for the next biggest game?
Yeah. Well, to be honest with you, it's not so much me, the players, it's how we play, and it's the mindset we play with, and the commitment level that it takes to win games, and the hard areas of the game, puck management, responsibilities, shift lengths, all those types of things. If you don't have those things in your game, then it doesn't really matter who's in your lineup. And I think that's, to me, the most important thing, to feel confident and more prepared coming into Vegas that we need to tighten some things up.
Eriksson Ekko always plays the way he has to play, though, right, pretty much?
Yeah. I mean, Ekki's a, he's a guy that does it the right way all the time. So that's, it's nice to have him back, certainly. But I think that, as I talked about, you can add players into your lineup. But, as you saw tonight, we didn't score as much as we could have in the first period. But then it was truly a 50-50 hockey game, the final 40. I think some of that's a credit to San Jose. I don't want to take anything away from their effort and the way that they played. But to me, there's certain things that, we need to be better in from a team perspective.
Are you approaching the goaltending tandem moving forward now? I mean, Gus had another really solid start. Are you just taking it game by game, or do you have a plan, especially with the way the schedule's laid out?
Yeah, right now we're, coming off the little break that we had, we're taking it game by game, but then obviously the game schedule will pick up with back-to-backs and things like that. So as I've said, before, that we're going to need both guys, to play well down the stretch, and Flower had a great run and great stretch, and Gus has really worked his way in. Now he's had three real solid games, and that's good to see that you got both guys that are ready to compete. All right, have a good night. See you guys.
All right, that was the head coach for the Minnesota Wild, John Hines, talking about the 3-1 win over the San Jose Sharks tonight at XL Energy Center. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to Wild Hockey presented by XL Energy. All right, the Wild beat the Sharks by a score of 3-1 tonight here in downtown St. Paul. They got the Vegas Golden Knights on Saturday. We'll wrap up this game and preview that game next right here on the Wild Post Game Show, powered by XL Energy. You're listening to Wild Hockey, presented by XL Energy. Wild victorious tonight over the San Jose Sharks by a score of 3-1 here at XL Energy Center. Matt Boldy with the game-winning goal. He had 2 points on the night, a goal and an assist. Kirill Kaprizov, 2 assists for the Wild. Philip Gustafson, good game for him. He stopped 26 of 27 shots. Also had an assist on the Ryan Hartman empty net goal at the end of the game that sealed that 3-1 victory for the Wild over the San Jose Sharks. Up next for the Wild, they take on the Vegas Golden Knights on Saturday. They are 9 points behind Vegas in the standings. The Golden Knights with a 4-1 victory tonight in Winnipeg. They got 2 goals from Ivan Barbashev and a big night from their goaltender, Logan Thompson. He made 39 saves on 40 shots. Wild have been chasing Vegas in the standings. Unfortunately, the Golden Knights, 4-0-1 in their last five, have made it very challenging for the Wild to catch them. So here's where we're at right now. The Wild at 79 points. The Los Angeles Kings right now, the last team in the playoffs, at 87 points. So the Wild, 8 points behind the Kings and 9 points behind Vegas. They're also 3 points behind the St. Louis Blues, who were victorious tonight over the Calgary Flames. Thanks to Alexis Pearson, and of course, for Tom Reed and Joe O'Donnell. I'm Brandon Molesky in for Kevin Faulness tonight. Thank you for listening. The Wild beat the Sharks by a score of 3-1 tonight at XL Energy Center, and you have been listening to Wild Hockey, presented by XL Energy.
You've been listening to the Minnesota Wild Hockey.
He's in alone on Flurry. Bukestad made a move. Flurry made the save on his forehanded snapshot in tight.
Join us next time right here for more Wild Hockey action.
Squeeze loose Boldy to Zuccarello. Tapped up Kaprizov. Score!
Wild Hockey is an exclusive presentation of the Minnesota Wild, the National Hockey League, and the Minnesota Wild Radio Network.